our scripture reading, we will read two passages, although in our message, we will actually be looking at several passages as we study the theology of sickness. What does God teach us about sickness in relation to COVID-19 that we are facing as a nation or worldwide? So first, let's read John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. Oh, sorry, James. James chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. And then John chapter 9, verses 1 through 3. Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. Thus far the reading of God's Holy Word, and may God Himself add His divine blessing to it. We'll stop there. At some point in our lives, we will experience sickness. We might get a cold, or we might even have cancer. Today, millions of peoples around the globe are sick with COVID-19. According to Worldometer, there are about 16 million active cases of coronavirus in the world. Thankfully, 99% are in mild condition. Now, since sickness is a part of our existence, having a biblical view of it is of great importance. Therefore, what I'm going to do in this message is examine what God teaches us about illness. And for us to have a better understanding of what the Bible teaches concerning sickness, we will be looking at several passages. So, here's the question. What does God teach about sickness? I will give you six. Here's the first one. Please listen carefully. Sickness is a consequence of original sin. And in this sense, sickness is a punishment from God for sin. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, God commanded Adam not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for in the day that he eats of it, he shall surely die. Now, boys and girls, we know the rest of the story. Adam disobeyed God. And the moment Adam sinned, he started dying. His body became subject to illness. God punished Adam for his sin. If Adam had not disobeyed God, there would be no death. There would be no sickness. And so we can say that the presence of sickness is a sad reality of the fall of Adam. Sickness is one of the effects or consequences of our original sin. Really, sickness exists because sin does. Why is it that there is no sickness anymore in the new heaven and new earth? You know why? Because there is no more sin there. Sickness exists because sin does. Like what Revelation chapter 21 verse 4 says, God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. The former things have passed away. In the new heaven and new earth, there will be no more pain, no more tears, no more sickness, no more virus. Why? Because there will be no more sin there. Imagine living in a place where there is no more pain, no more sorrow, no more death. If you are a child of God, that's the kind of future that awaits you, the new heaven and new earth. So sickness is a consequence of original sin, and in this sense, sickness is a punishment from God for sin. Second, truth about sickness. Your sickness may be, now notice, I said maybe, your sickness may be a consequence of your personal sin. And in this sense, your sickness is a chastisement from the Lord. In James chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, the author asks, "Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him." By the way, this is interesting, because here, what James is saying, if you are sick, you really have the responsibility to call your elders, to ask them to pray for you. To pray for you. And here also we see how the early Christians valued the power of prayer. The power of prayer. Of course, it doesn't mean that they would neglect the means, medical means. No, they would use that. But they were very much aware that unless the Lord blesses your medication, that Tylenol that you are taking, whatever medication that the doctor has put you on, unless the Lord blesses that pill that you are taking, it will not accomplish its intended purpose. You will not get healed. We need the blessing that comes from the Lord. And so James says, is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him. And listen now, please. And if, notice that conditional word, if. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. And so here it is possible that the person is sick because of particular sin in his life. The Apostle Paul, writing to the Corinthian church, says, whoever, and we read this oftentimes whenever we have the Lord's Supper, whoever therefore eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Now listen up, please. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. And then Paul adds this, that is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. Notice the connection between sickness and sin in this passage. Many members of the Corinthian church are sick because of their sin. Paul takes the Lord's Supper so seriously that you don't want to come to the Lord's table in an unworthy manner, lest you receive God's punishment. And so Paul says, the reason why many of you are sick, weak, and some of you have even died is because of sin. And so here we learn that sickness may be a consequence, a result of our personal sin. And in that sense, it is a chastisement from the Lord. And so, how can we apply this? Well, it is possible that God has given you physical or mental or emotional infirmity in order to chastise you because of your sin. Nevertheless, God says in Hebrews 12 verse 6, "For the Lord disciplines the one He loves and chastises every son whom He receives." So we know that even that chastisement came to us out of God's love because God cares for us. That's why He is chastising us using infirmity or sickness and possibly maybe even using this COVID-19. And yet we know that whatever God gives to us in a form of affliction, it is always meant for our sanctification. Affliction is like a rod that God uses to bring back His wandering sheep to the fold. Sometimes it takes infirmity for us to realize that we have sinned against God, that we need Him. And so God is using that sickness to bring you back to His presence. Because when you were healthy, you had no care about God. You thought you were invincible. You thought that you could not die, that you could do whatever you wanted. You had a lot of plans. I wanted to go here and there. And then suddenly God struck you with illness. And there you realize that, oh, Lord, I need You. Now I cannot even get out of my bed. I cannot think properly. I'm confused. I'm weak mentally. Third truth about sickness. Your sickness may not be a consequence of your personal sin, and in this sense, your sickness is a test from the Lord. Now, there is a difference between a chastisement and test. You can suffer because of two possible reasons. You can suffer because of your sin. And in that sense, your suffering is a consequence of your personal sin. But you can also suffer because of your faithfulness to God. And in that sense, your suffering is not a direct result of your personal sin, but simply a test from the Lord. And an excellent example that I can give to you is Job. Job suffered not because he sinned, but because God was testing him. So his suffering, his affliction was not a result of his personal sin, but a test from the Lord. And so we can say that affliction is not always a result of our personal sin. And so we need to be careful. We need to be careful. Don't judge right away your fellow believer in the Lord. Once you learn that so-and-so is sick with COVID-19, aha! You see, the Lord is punishing you because of your personal sin. Not necessarily so. It could be that God is simply testing that person. You see, that was the problem of Job's three friends. They thought that the reason why Job was suffering was because of his sin. But we know that that was not true. And so the third truth that we can see here is this: your sickness may not be a consequence of your personal sin. And in that sense, your sickness is a test from the Lord. You know what's interesting is this. In Job chapter 2, let me read that passage, Job chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Skin for skin, all that a man has he will give for his life. But stretch out your hand and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse you to your face." So Satan said to God, "Why don't you stretch out your hand and touch his bone, the bone of Job, and his flesh? And I tell you, Job will curse you to your face." And the Lord said to Satan, Behold, he is in your hand. Only spare his life." So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with painful sores from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. Now, may I ask you this question? Who afflicted Job in this context? Who actually struck Job? Was it God or Satan? Exactly, Satan. We see it here so clearly. Satan struck Job with loathsome or painful sores. But we know very well that it was because God permitted Satan to do so. God said to Satan, "Okay, Job is now in your hand." In other words, Satan cannot do anything to us without God's permission. So yes, we can say that it was Satan who afflicted you with whatever sickness that you have. It was Satan who brought this pandemic to us. It was Satan who brought this COVID-19 to us. But we know very well too, because God is sovereign, nothing happens outside His sovereign will. We know that whatever happens to us happens with His permissive will. So that at the end, we can say that it was the Lord who actually struck Job. It was the Lord who afflicted you. And in this context, God afflicted Job in order to test him, to test his faith, to show to Satan that Satan was wrong, that Satan's accusation was wrong. That Job was simply serving the Lord because God was blessing Job. Now, let's apply this to us. It is possible that Satan is going to use you and say, you see that person over there? The reason why he's worshiping you, why he is faithful to you, is because you are blessing him. You have blessed him so much. His job is flourishing. His family is wonderful. They are all healthy in the family. I dare you, Satan might say to God. You afflict him. Give him cancer. Take one of his children. Let his business collapse. I tell you, he will stop serving you. He will stop worshiping you. He might even curse you. It's possible that God will allow you to suffer to prove to Satan that he is wrong. That he is wrong. So it is a test, not necessarily a result of Job's personal sin. And really, in this sense, God afflicted Job to mold him into the person that God wanted him to be. And so for us believers, there is a sense that sickness is a blessing from the Lord. In Job's context, that affliction that he had brought him even closer to the Lord. That was when he learned to depend more and more on the grace of God. You may have heard of Johnny Erickson Tada, wheelchair-bound, she once said, "Suffering provides the gym equipment on which my faith can be exercised." Isn't it true that during the time when you are sick, when you are just home, when you cannot even go to church, that's when you appreciate more the grace of God. That's when you really feel so close to God. When you are in the hospital bed, when you are in the emergency room, in the ICU, by yourself, that's when you really appreciate the presence of God. And so in that way, that affliction becomes a blessing to you. It's a test to purify your faith, not necessarily a result of your personal sin. Fourth truth about sickness. Sickness can be a consequence of the personal sin of another person. What does it mean? Well, listen to this. It is possible that you are suffering not because of your personal sin, but because of the sin of another person. Is that possible? Yes. Do you remember what happened to David's child? In 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 15, we read, "The Lord afflicted the child that Uriah's wife bore to David, and he became sick." Context: David committed adultery with Bathsheba. Bathsheba got pregnant. They had a baby. But God punished David. How? By killing, afflicting his child. This child did not commit adultery. This child did not commit murder. It was David who did that. David should have died. But God afflicted that child. And eventually, the baby died. So the baby actually suffered, not because of the baby's personal sin, but because of the sin of another person, because of the sin of David. You know, when I read this, for us parents, let's be careful, because your sin and my sin, it's possible that our children will reap the consequence of our personal sin. It is possible that our children are suffering, are being afflicted, not because of their personal sin, but because of our sin. Because of our sin. That's why if we really care about our children, we parents, with all our heart, mind, and soul, we should strive for holiness. We should cry out to the Lord. We should, by the grace of God, live a holy life for the sake of our children too. And you cannot say, "Well, no, it's between me and the Lord." Yeah, that's true. But what you do can damage your children, can affect your children as well. And that's what we see in David's life. His sin brought death to his own child. Now, it is also possible that the entire nation is suffering because of another person's sin, because of the personal sin of another person. Again, we have this example in 2 Samuel chapter 24. The nation of Israel suffered a pestilence because of David's sin. And so it is possible that a person or even a nation suffers the consequence of the sins of others. And we can apply this right now to us. Have you ever thought of this? Could it be that the reason why we are suffering as a nation is because of your sin and my sin? You know, how often we are too quick to look away from ourselves, to judge others, to look at the sins of other people and to say, you know, those guys who are doing this violence and that evil, it's because of them that we are suffering as a nation. Well, look at the nation of Israel. They suffered a pestilence because of the sin of David. The sin of David. So could it be also that maybe the reason why we are suffering as a nation is because of my sin, because of your sin? And in that case, we need to pray to the Lord and say with David, "Search me, O God, and know my heart and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me to everlasting life." Really, when we look at this pandemic that we are facing as a nation, this should awaken us and really search our hearts. Maybe we still have that unconfessed sin in our hearts. I include myself here. We need to repent and ask for forgiveness, because it is possible that sickness is a consequence of the personal sin of another person. Fifth truth about sickness. Sickness can neither be a consequence of our personal sin nor a consequence of the personal sin of another person. In this sense, sickness is simply a demonstration of God's absolute sovereignty. Pastor Brian, please explain what you've just said. I will, promise. Let me repeat that. Sickness can neither be a consequence of our personal sin nor a consequence of the personal sin of another person. In that sense, sickness is simply a demonstration of God's absolute sovereignty. Prove it to us, Pastor Brian. Well, John chapter 9, verses 1 through 3. Remember the man born blind in that passage. In that passage, the disciples asked Jesus, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Now remember, I said it's possible that you are suffering because of the sin of others, and it is also possible that you are suffering because of your own sin. And so in the minds of the disciples, we want to know, why is this person blind? Why did he become blind? Why is he afflicted with blindness? Is it because of his own sin? Or maybe because of the sin of his parents? Now notice how Jesus replied. Jesus replied, "It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him." In other words, no one sinned. This person did not become blind because of his sin. Nor did he become blind because of his parents' sin. No. In this context, no one sinned. And what God is doing is that he is simply showing his absolute prerogative to do whatever pleases him. God is simply displaying his sovereignty to remind us that we do not control our health, that he does. You know, it's amazing because even the medical experts are still confused. They really don't know how to deal with this pandemic. A lot of opinions out there. And then we ask, you know, who was responsible for this COVID-19? Was it because of China? Was it because of maybe our own irresponsibility? We love to blame others, don't we? That's what we want. But is it possible that God allowed us to experience this pandemic in order for him to simply show his sovereignty, to exercise his prerogative, divine prerogative, that he is God, that he can do whatever he wants to do to his creation, to show to us that he is in control of everything, even of our health, so that we may bow down before Him and acknowledge that He is sovereign. It's possible that with this COVID-19, God is teaching us that He is the one who controls your health. You do everything that you can do. You know, people are saying you need to wear a mask. You do it. Social distance. And lo and behold, you still had this COVID-19. How do you explain that? And sometimes you wonder, is it really effective to wear a face mask? We don't know. People are, medical experts are confused. And I think that's when they need to come to God for wisdom and say, Lord, please help us. We surrender. Lord, we don't know. We need you, Lord. I think God is pushing us closer and closer to the dead end, where the last thing that we can do now is just raise our hands and say, Lord, I surrender. I submit to your sovereignty, Lord. I give up, Lord. Please help us, Lord. And I pray that even our medical experts will come to that realization that they need God, that only God can help us. Until then, and I think we will continue facing this, until we have learned the lesson that God wants us to learn. Final truth about sickness. Sickness comes to us from God, ultimately for His glory and for our good. In John chapter 11, verse 4, when Jesus heard that Lazarus was sick, He said, this illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. That's amazing, by the way. As soon as Jesus heard about the illness of Lazarus, Jesus said, this sickness does not lead to death. It is actually for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through this sickness. And so I say this to you, whatever kind of sickness you have, pray that through it, God may be glorified. If you have COVID-19, you want to pray to the Lord that God will sanctify that COVID-19 and use it for God's glory. Whatever, if you have cancer or chronic illness or if you struggle with a panic attack or depression, mental illness, whatever you have, ask the Lord, Lord, I want you to be glorified in my sickness. Because it is ultimately for God's glory. This is hard, by the way, for us believers, because the question is, how can we still glorify God in the midst of this pandemic? How can we use COVID-19 to display the glory of God? It's a good question to ask as a congregation and individually as Christians. How can I glorify God through my infirmity? See, it is for God's glory and for our good also. For our good. The Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, so to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh to keep me from becoming conceited. Now, do you know that the Apostle Paul was given this wonderful revelation, the third heaven, third heaven. And Paul says, to keep me humble, to keep me from the sin of pride, God gave me a thorn in my flesh. Now, Paul did not tell us what it was, whatever it might be, Paul said that it was for his good. It was given to him in order to humble him before God. Because guess what? I am a proud person, and so are you. We are people of pride. Sometimes we think that we can do anything with our own strength. And so guess what? God gives us affliction to humble us so that you will realize that you need His grace. And you know what happened too to the Apostle Paul, right? He pleaded with the Lord 3 times. Lord, please take this thorn away. God did not answer his prayer. Instead, God said to Paul, I'm not going to take that thorn in the flesh, but I will give you more grace. I will give you more grace. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, Paul says, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Now, when was the last time you actually boasted because of your weakness? Now, we don't do that. We boast about our accomplishments, don't we? We boast about our strength, right? We don't boast about our weakness. But here, Paul realized, okay, now I learned to boast about my weakness, that the power of God might be revealed more upon me or through me, so that people would see the power of God. And that's exactly what we saw in the life of Paul. Paul was such a weak person bodily, and yet the Lord used him mightily. He wrote a lot of books in the Bible. And so God can also use you. You might say, I am weak. I have physical infirmities. Well, it doesn't mean that you cannot serve the Lord, because God will give you grace. At the end of the day, it is His grace. And so Paul can say, I am what I am by the grace of God. And so his affliction ultimately is for God's glory and for his own good. For his own good. As I conclude this message, we've learned 6 truths about sickness. I'm not going to repeat them all, but I think what you will realize is that there is no one answer. What is sickness? Really, we don't know. It could be a result of your personal sin. It could be a result of the sin of another person. It could be that God is just testing you. We don't know. And frankly, sometimes we will never know. Did Job ever find out the reason why God afflicted him? No. You read the entire book of Job, God never told Job why God afflicted Job. But what Job learned, he simply trusted in the Lord. We have a lot of questions in the midst of this pandemic. I do, trust me. Why? And God may say to us, I don't need to tell you why. What I want you to do right now is simply trust me. Just trust me. I am in control. I reign. I am sovereign. I do whatever pleases me. I want you to trust me. I will give you grace. Use that grace to persevere until the end. Let us pray.